I was starting to wonder if I was in the wrong place.
Yeah, and I like to be a little early, but I think the three of us are maybe alone in that.
Perhaps.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Amy. Look who's at the office today.
Mm-hmm.
We can clearly see Amy Hawkins' office. Amy Ortiz's background is fuzzed out, and I'm just not showing up. I'm just checked out entirely.
It's a graduation of background.
Or that's a nicer way of saying a degradation. Down to me.
You were nicer, wasn't it?
You were nicer. Since I know we're being recorded right now, but, you know, maybe I don't want my facial expressions to be seen.
Well, one of the things I will be mentioning today is how nice it would be to see everyone's faces whenever possible. But you can ignore that, Adam, as you are not a counselor.
I will exercise that privilege. back in the day when I was still a university employee and I was parliamentarian, I was also the chair of rules and elections.
Wow, I did not know that.
It occurred to me I had not shared that, perhaps.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
The only reason I resigned as chair of rules and elections was when I got hired by Global Energy.
What's it like working for Lobo Energy? Is it weird?
No, it's really great. And I've been there for 14 years now.
Oh, wow. A long time. Yeah, I always wonder what it's like to work for an affiliate versus you.
Well, all of our benefits are different. And pay grades and everything's different. Now, over the years, there's been some changes to make our benefits look like UNM benefits. Like our leave policy is the same as UNM's, but we do not get tuition remission.
Okay.
That's
and you're not ERB, I take it.
We are not. Because Lobo Energy is a private nonprofit that UNM owns. So the regents are our bosses, it's just a little farther down the line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what was worse, having an office that just looked stale or having a dying plant in the background. Like before it was like you're boring and now it's like you murder things, right? Like, so this plant, when I first started here, it was in another office that no one was in anymore because Steve Peralta had quit and no one, it was huge, was. And so I was like, oh, I'll put it in my office. It's wonderful. And then it was slowly not doing as great as when it was neglected in an office. I'm like, what does that say about me? But then I took it home with me during the pandemic because you can't leave a plant that long. It's going to do better at my house than it would fully alone. But my house didn't fare as great. And I was like, maybe it just needs to be repotted. Like, it's been in this for a long time. This is the result of repotting.
You have shocked that plant way too much. Plants are change averse. They cannot take that much change, I think.
I know. So I'm hoping that it given time, me going back to just ignoring it, and I'll come back. That's my entertaining story for all of you and how I cannot have plants. Although I have another one that is actually thriving and doing fantastic now. That was much smaller when I received it. So, I don't know.
It's maybe one side, not the other. Suicide.
I've given it a reason to no longer want to be here. So, I blame the pandemic.
We need a mental health care for plants.
I play nice music for them. I talk to them.
I'm right with you, Yede. I'm right with you. I kill cactus. That's how bad I am.
I was given this succulent at the close of the semester, and it's super cute. It says, thanks for helping me grow, and it was from a student. And it used to have two little plants, and now I have one. But that one's at least still kind of alive. But I feel you. That's why at my house, I want to have a yard with a ton of stuff and a garden and whatever else. I'm like, I have to have things that are no water once established because you're lucky I can water it enough to establish it. That's why I don't have the greenery that I want. Also accepting I live in a desert. But my plan with my front yard is I'm just switching it all to native plants so that they don't need any water. Joe, because of your background, as you just reached back, it looks as if you were reaching back to set something under the desk behind you.
I set a book on a cart behind me that I was working on. This is the West Wing of Zimmerman. I'm not in the West Wing of Zimmerman. I'm in Parrish. It's just a picture.
I like that we, it's so old and historical.
Mm-hmm. And they covered the murals, as you know that already. So.
Like some jazzy murals now.
Yeah.
Some nice graffiti artists out there. They're all that would be cool.
Yeah, I deleted things on my notes that I probably shouldn't have. I deleted like the grade 13, grade 16, 20, and precinct 10 rep. So I need to add that. Look at my notes on that.
I am all about Josh Smith's Zoom picture. I really like that.
Oh, thank you. I just realized I'm on my personal account because I've got a 2:30 meeting with HSC, so thank you.
It's 102. Shall I call the order? Are those people still coming in? Yeah, I thought I was too. I'm going to go ahead and call the order. Go ahead and do roll call.
Okay, sure. Thank you, Joe. Okay. Hello, everybody. I'll just get started. Councillor Arocha? Ketchum?
Here.
Gay?
Anita? Here.
Oh.
Here.
Thanks, Chelsea. Got you. Thank you. Anita? Jennifer? Are you here? Jennifer Benitez? Okay. Bose? Or Bob?
Present.
Thanks, Alex. Is it Bose or Boss? Remind me, please.
It's Boss. Like there would be two S's, but there's only one.
Got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Chavez? Desai?
Here.
Ekman? Boss Sugar? Faustino?
Here.
Fisher?
Present.
Flores? Forsyth?
Present.
Gallego?
Present.
Henley?
Here.
Okay, thank you, Jean. Jones?
Here.
Lane?
Here.
Lionbarger?
Sorry, present.
Lopez?
Here.
Luna?
Present.
Martina? McQuarrie?
Present.
Montoya? Count? Ole? Ortiz?
Here.
Tiz?
Here.
Rios? Robert?
Here.
Robinson?
Here.
Rucker? Sakiesua?
Here.
Sanchez? Sandoval?
Here.
Sawyer?
Here.
Shasky? Did I hear John Chesky? No. Okay. Smith?
Here.
Stanton? Stoddard?
Here.
Terrell?
Carol.
Carol. Thank you. Thomas? Trujillo?
Here.
Trujillo McClure? Wood? Zier? And Hathaway is our professional registered parliamentarian.
Present.
Thank you for being here, Adam. Give me just one second, please. Thank you, Joe. Quorum has been established.
Okay, is there anyone who has come in after the roll call?
I have, Nate Bauschucker.
Oh, got it. Gotcha, Nate. Thank you.
Anybody else? On to approve the agenda. Does everyone approve the agenda that's been sent to you? Any objection? Any changes? Not seeing anybody having any changes. Okay, the land acknowledgement. Amy, go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. Founded in 1889, the University of New Mexico sits on the traditional homelands of the Pueblo of Sandia, the original peoples of New Mexico, Pueblo, Navajo, and Apache, since time immemorial, have deep connections to the land and have made significant contributions to the broader community statewide. We honor the land itself and those who remain stewards of this land throughout the generations, and also acknowledge our committed relationship to Indigenous peoples. We gratefully recognize our history.
Thank you, Amy. Does everyone approve the amendments? Are there any changes, or do we need to fix anything on it? So without objection, we'll approve the minutes from 5/17/22. Are there any constituent comments? Any constituents here who would like to make a comment? Not seeing. On to the reports. President's report for Amy.
Thanks, Speaker Lane. I sent out a summary of the report, really with the meat, a little bit earlier, but there were a few things that I wanted to just cover verbally with you all and see if you had any questions. So first, just to give you a heads up about what I'll be talking about with the administration this summer, at least so far, obviously things can change, but we'll be talking about the surge in COVID-19 cases and how that is impacting staff, especially in light of the expiration of the additional COVID leave policy. So right now, we do have a policy in place that forces you to self-isolate or quarantine, whatever word you want to use for that, for 5 days, but we're not actually providing leave outside of your own accrued leave to do that. And so we're going to be talking about maybe can we get a reinstatement for that. We'll also be discussing Senate Bill 317. This is an older bill. It's from last spring. It is not from this year. But among other things, it does eliminate the cost sharing, which basically means co-insurance or co-pays, that most insured New Mexicans will be responsible for or used to be responsible for when seeking behavioral health. So that can mean counseling, that can mean substance treatment, et cetera. Now, the federal government has a law on the books that exempts self-insured employers from this kind of elimination of cost sharing. And, of course, the University of New Mexico is self-insured. We run our own health insurance with our hospital. I'm sure you're all familiar with that. And so that means that UNM is exempt from that, which means that staff still have to make those co-payments if they want to go for counseling of any kind. And so we are hopeful that maybe in the next legislative session something could be brought up that would take care of that for the University of New Mexico. But between now and then, I definitely am advocating on behalf of staff council that that is something that the university should look into. Not only does that have a really obvious benefit to staff, but it does benefit the university as a whole, as folks who are being treated for any of their behavioral health concerns tend to have less absenteeism. They tend to be more productive. Juneteenth, of course, was Sunday. Hopefully everybody had a chance to observe the holiday in whatever way is meaningful to you. The official observed day was yesterday on Monday. Now, earlier this spring, CNM did add Juneteenth to their academic calendar, which means that their staff at CNM and any students had a holiday yesterday to mark Juneteenth. That is something that has not happened at the University of New Mexico. And I am told that it is because our academic calendar was set so far in advance. I don't love that answer, but the part of the answer I received that I am going to focus on is the fact that next year's academic calendar is not finalized yet. So you'll see on the agenda today is a resolution to ask the administration to make Juneteenth a holiday here at UNM. It's a great time for this resolution. I hope you'll all carefully consider it. And then finally, this is not something that I'll be addressing in my next administrative meeting, but it's something I wanted to reach out to all of you about. Gene Henley has resigned from the VEBA committee. He has done a wonderful job, and he has been so giving of his time to sit on that committee for the last 9 years, but it does open up a vacancy on the VEBA committee. And so if any of you are interested in serving on that committee, please reach out to me and let me know. Give me an idea of, you know, your interest and what you would hope to be able to accomplish on the VEBA committee. And I would love to offer that kind of an opportunity to a counselor. One thing that I've been asked to do today is talk just a little bit about VEBA, because I think that there is a fair amount of confusion about what it is and what it means to you all. So if you were employed at the university as a benefits-eligible employee prior to 2016, so up through 2015, you were eligible to contribute to VEBA, and you contribute 0.75% of your pre-tax salary every month to VEBA. And what that does is it goes into a trust fund, and the trust is managed, and then it is there for you to help offset your benefits costs if you want to participate as a retiree in health benefits. If you joined the university after 2015, that means you are not eligible to receive health benefits as a retiree through the university. But those of us who were staff members before 2016 are, if we contribute to VEBA. So that's what this committee is all about, is it's really a very specific part of our benefits as retirees. Does anyone have any questions about Viva? Okay, I don't see any hands. I did throw a few links in the written report that I emailed out to you, so if you'd like to read some more about it, please do. The policy gives a lot of detail, and then, of course, the HR website, too. Looks like Council Forsyth may have a question.
I have a question, Amy. So I'm just curious to know, I did work at the university back in 2015, mm-hmm. and I haven't heard anything, and of course, I was separated from the university in about 2016. I had a term position. When I came back, should I have been given that opportunity? I mean, I did contribute to Viva when I was here, so I'm just curious.
Unfortunately, I do not believe that you are eligible if you voluntarily separate. The only time that you're eligible after a separation is if you are laid off and then rehired within that period of rehire where you keep all of your benefits. So I am really sorry. Anybody else? Okay, well, if there are no other questions, then that concludes my report. Look forward to hearing from any of you interested in participating on the committee.
Okay, for the executive committee report, we have President-elect Graves.
Thank you, Speaker Jolene. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our first official new council meeting. So I did, like President Ortiz, I sent out a written report. It's fairly brief. It speaks to most of the things outlined in Amy's report earlier. So what I would like to really call out there is the last item, which is a note. In conjunction with what Amy talked about with the COVID-19 leave and with the increase in infections, I believe, there was an email in President Stokes' perspective that went out yesterday that is recommending that the Albuquerque campus wear masks indoors. Sometimes they embed such critical information in that email on Monday, so I encourage all of you to sort of read that as it comes out, because there's a lot of things that do pertain to staff and how it impacts our constituents. With that, if you do have any questions, please either email me or email the staff council administrator with any questions. Thank you.
Okay, for my report, it's a speaker's report. I have a few people to appoint to different positions. For grade 13, without objection and unanimous consent, I would like to add Jessica Cerna to grade 13 rep. For grade 16 to 20 rep, I would like to add Hannah Torres. Is there any objection? And I would like unanimous consent. Seeing none. And without objection and unanimous consent, I would like to have, I'm going to pronounce your name wrong probably, Ariel Sloan for precinct 10 rep.
You got my name
so,
right.
I got it right. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. And thanks all for volunteering to serve. And I hope to work with you in the future. I'm going to share my screen here. All right. Can everyone see my list here? These are the committee member roster for 2022 to 2023. If you could take a look and make sure your name is where it should be. For ethics committee, we need two more members, and it has to be staff counselors So if you're interested in being on the ethics committee, either send me an email or Amy Hawkins an email.
Joe?
Sorry.
It's Mary Clark. Kelly Orr should be appointed to Staff Council Government Relations Committee.
She's on the bottom there.
Oh, there she is. Okay, thank you.
Sorry. And if you're interested in serving on any of these committees, for those of you who are new to the council, go ahead and send me an email at jlane@unm.edu. I'd be appreciated. Some of these committees will need chairs, so if you get elected chair when you meet, that would be appreciated too. Does anyone need me to show a particular committee? So without any objection and unanimous consent, I would like to accept the committees as they are. If there are any changes, you can email me or let me know now. So without objection, is it accepted? Okay. Are there any questions? That's the end of my report. Now the treasurer's report. Treasurer Carla. Hello.
Hi. Carla Sakiasua, I'm the new treasurer, and I'm going to share my screen with the report that I already sent to you. For those of you who are new, I'm sure you may not have seen this before. So let me pull this up. Can you see it? Okay. No? All right. Let me try again. Sorry. Thank you. There it is. Here. Okay. Now can you see it? Got it. Okay. So those of you who are new to this report's been used for a few past treasurers, and I just tweaked it just a little bit, but I've added the new and these are the numbers from the end of May, as of the end of May reports. So even though this is a June report, we're seeing numbers that were reconciled and everything ended at the end of May. So I think what I've added on this report is that the past treasurers have done a really nice job of putting this together. And so it shows you on the first sheet the operating index, which is basically everything operational that Amy, our administrative coordinator, works with. And so, but she has some expenses that actually she uses for different things that may come up outside of the other three indexes. So she's done quite a great job of keeping this balanced. So as you can see, there's an available balance of $2,300. But as of the end of May, I imagine some of that will tweak down again for this June as we finish the fiscal year. I've added past month's activity cost. So this is, it says May, but it's actually the the difference, what activities went on in May. So there's was $1,600 activity. And the operation costs very little activity if you think about it. And then what you see on the right is the actual breakdown. And it gives a nice little graph of most of this expenses is salary and fringe. So, but she has a good budget with other things that she may need. The next item is your staff appreciation index, and there's quite a bit of money that goes in there, and that is then put in at monthly basis. So as of this month, let me go to this next slide here. We see staff appreciation, and we have accrued $28,417. There's 31, but there's a total revenue of 52 because there was some funds that go over. It doesn't mean that we're going to keep having this money available. They can at any time, at the wink of an eye, say, oh, we're not going to carry over those funds in this fiscal year. So we try to keep as close as we can. But we more than likely that the extra funds for the that are carrying over will be okay. So but keep that in mind. This is the fund that we do all of our staff appreciation items on throughout the year. It's not, doesn't have to be just in one. The events committee will, and rewards and recognition will usually schedule something that's more a bigger thing, like we saw a week of events for staff appreciation, and those costs are still coming in. But as you can see, there was quite a few of those costs were already hit the index, so it's running pretty well. And then you have a staff supervisor's award. That is a minimal amount of funds, but I think it funds like two awards for supervisors. And that has a balance of $1,700. And then you have the Gerald May, which is a yearly award, and that gets a significant amount of money. I will give you a better number at the next meeting, but currently those expenses were paid out usually in December, January, and sometimes February, but there's a balance of $2,600. What's also included in this is any food or rental that goes into, maybe not rental, but food that goes into the actual event if it's in person. Okay. And that's the breakdown of this. I'm encouraging people who have events that are things that they want to pursue in the next coming year to think ahead, think about what you might come up with. Try not to do anything that's like going to happen like tomorrow or next week. It's better to have something more planned out. And like I said, please come into executive if you have any real questions or concerns, or you have a bigger idea that maybe we can bring in other groups to help you with your event. And keep your events, all of our events are really centered around our mission statement and what staff council pursues for staff that is helpful and relevant. They did a great thing. She came to our last executive and presented a proposal, and it was well done. It didn't cost anything, but she did come and explain the event, which really was, we were very grateful for, and I encourage everyone else to do that. That's the end of my report. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask, or you can send me an email. Amy.
That's really great. Are there any questions for Carla? Also, I want to remind everyone, it's kind of distracting if you're chatting during the meeting through chat. If you have any questions or comments, go ahead and raise your hand. Okay, and with that being said, we're moving off to committee reports. Anyone from the Rules and Elections Committee to give a report?
Am I still allowed?
Yes, you're allowed.
I just wanted to say we did a meet But I did want to, if it's not out of line, remind folks that the May report that I had submitted included that the committee by unanimous consent recommends to adopt the amendments that are on the agenda later.
Okay, thank you, Sandra. Anyone from the Ethics Committee would like to make a report? I don't know if anyone's here from that committee, but just keep in mind we need two more members for that committee. Communications and Marketing, is that Cindy?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
So I have two things on the agenda for me. First, I'd like to share my screen. And I know that it was already discussed earlier, but Marketing and Communications Committee is looking for more members and chairs. So I wanted just to quickly talk about what this committee does. And so this committee is tasked with helping the staff council with developing marketing materials, reviewing those materials, being a liaison for different communication efforts, and then pretty much just providing guidance as needed. So they end up usually working with UCAM as needed to make sure that we are following the brand standard for UNM. And then second, I wanted to show that as you can see here, and as you saw just a few moments ago, we really are looking for a new chair, a co-chair, and for members. I'm currently the chair, but I'm stepping down at the end of this month, so in a matter of days, and Grace has gracefully stepped in as an interim, but we really need more members on board. So if you're interested, please email Grace, as she'd be very happy to be able to talk about that. And then there was a the staff council handbook was completed this year, and so that has been submitted, and I believe it was sent as an attachment. Is that correct, Joe? Double checking.
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what we're looking for is approval on those changes. I'm hoping that everyone had a chance to take a look at that beforehand. And forgive me, I'm not a staff council member, so I will let Joe take over on how to proceed to get that approval. Or Grace, I'm not sure.
Okay.
So you can go ahead. Sorry.
Can someone show that document? I can't find it.
I think I can because it should be. Well, I thought it was in the email. I'm sorry, I don't see it in the email. Is Amy available? Because I know Amy might have the copy.
Yeah, it was sent out with all the information for the meeting. So if you give me a minute, I can find that.
Great.
I think we present it now and then vote on it next meeting. Is that it? No.
Joe, I think a counselor from that committee just needs to move on behalf of the committee that the updates to the handbook be approved.
Okay.
And
Amy, this is Renee Forsyth, and I moved to. And I'm on that committee, so if you need somebody to move, I move to accept those.
Thank you, Renee.
Second.
Okay, I think I found it.
Oh, you got it there. Display now.
Yeah, I was looking for it myself. Sorry.
Cindy, while Mark is scrolling, there seems to be a few hands up.
Oh, can I call on those?
I can call Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I was just going through the emails, and I didn't see it in the general staff council email, but I did see the message in the UNS staff council handbook attachment. It was actually sent on 6/14/22, but it was sent, I received it through the staff council DEI email. See, that's what happened. But like you said, we do have it up here to see. That's all I wanted to mention. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
thanks, everyone. Yeah, those emails, the staff council business meeting emails are sent to all staff council and council committees. I don't know why it doesn't show everybody in a two field, but it is sent to everybody. So everyone should have gotten that email staff council business meeting on June 14th at 11:42.
Hey, Jay, you got a question? Go ahead.
One side comment related to what Amy just said with why it doesn't show anyone in the two fields. I think anytime you send an email to a listserv, even if you have other individuals, when other recipients only see it as a listserv email, not including everybody else, even if it's not BCC. But is this the right place for stylistic recommendations for a change? The table of contents, you have the page numbers not aligned. They're scattered everywhere, and that stylistically, if they can all be in the same column, that would be fantastic. But that's my only comment.
Great mention.
Go ahead, Carla. Your question, comment?
Actually, mine isn't on the guidebook, but it looks really good. From when I'm at that comment, but mine was on the staff committee, council committee outreach. It doesn't look like government is on there. So if we can add it, that would be great.
Are we talking about the
the form to staff council committee outreach list of committees and charges? Joining or be a guest? It's a little form that was in the chat.
That's great. Can you go update that?
Sorry, I went out of, which is normal for me to go off of the tangent, so I'm sorry.
President Amy, go ahead, if you're still there.
I'm still here. I guess this may be unnecessary, but I wanted to make sure everyone knew that we can go ahead and approve it, and those style changes that, yeah, Dave pointed out can be made without needing to be. Those kinds of things can be fixed.
That's great news. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions, comments? With that, with the changes made, I would like us to without objection and unanimous consent, accept the changes to the staff council booklet. Okay, thank you. Cindy, were you done with communications and marketing?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, counselor feedback.
I'm not the chair, but I think we don't know who needs to speak to that, Amy or Nancy. Maybe.
Anyone who knows what's going on in that committee, go ahead and make a report.
Because I think we handed it over to Nancy, but we didn't meet on Monday.
You didn't meet on Monday.
I don't know. We don't have an update, but I'm not a chair, so I'm not allowed to formally say.
That's okay. Thank you. Diversity and equity and inclusion. I don't know if anyone's here for that. Angie, are you here?
Angie's here, yeah. So diversity, equity, and inclusion of the DEI committee is a really active committee. Jessica Stanton is the new co-chair. I'd say in terms of the kind of things we do, you'll find two items on our agenda today. One is the proposal to make gender-neutral language in the staff council bylaws. Another is a proposal, a resolution about Juneteenth. So a couple other things we've been doing. We started the affinity groups, which are groups about networking for different folks on campus, different staff who are in affinity with those groups. We've done a diversity book club. We've done a lot of events on Zoom, especially thanks to Joe, during the pandemic. We do a lot of resolutions. We did a social media campaign called Amplifying Diverse Voices. So there's an opportunity to sort of run with your specific interests under that heading. So please sign up on the form that's in the chat or send me an email. We'd be happy to get you involved. Thanks.
Thank you, Angie. Moving on to government relations. Mary, did you want me to show the slide you sent me?
Yes, please. So while Joe is queuing that up, Amy, I am sorry, I also don't remember, was the attachment about the capital project outlay sent to counselors?
Let me look, Mary.
Okay. So anyhow, this is our blurb about encouraging folks to join Staff Council Government Relations. We do work directly with the UNM Office of Government Relations. We do encourage staff to get involved, learn about how the legislature works, and get involved with contacting their personal legislators about UNM's legislative priorities and staff council's priorities. I'm currently the co-chair of the committee. See my information right there. We don't know yet if there will be a UNM Day at the Roundhouse. There hasn't been for the past 2 years, but if there is, we will be there to speak directly with legislators. We each year, for the past several years, have been sending postcards to all legislators, encouraging them to support UNM and its priorities and reminding them about the $3 billion impact UNM has on the state of New Mexico each year. So the other thing we've done is we put together a capital project request for staff to go to the legislature and request monies for a specific project that will benefit staff. Faculty already do this. ASUNM, GPSA already do this.
I want to thank Jennifer Cava for helping to write that up so that it makes sense. And I encourage everyone to look at it, to share this information in your department and with your constituents. And if you have any questions at all, contact me. One of the reasons you're going to want to contact me if you come up with a project is to find out, for example, if your project says that you want your an accessibility issue to your building or your department corrected. That may already be on a list to be paid for. If your director wants his office painted, we're not going to do that. Your director can find his own money to get his office painted. If you need a bathroom fixed, that may also already be on a list to do. So what we're looking for are projects that are not going to be funded, that we can go to the legislature and ask for this money. The faculty recently asked to have upgrades made to the speech and hearing services laboratory to make it more accessible and consumer friendly with the people that come and take those services. ASUNM asked for $200,000 to put solar panels on the roof of the sub. They did not communicate with my department, which is facilities management, about that. And then we're told that the roof of the sub is insufficient to hold solar panels, so instead we put those solar panels on the roof of Zimmerman Library. GPSA has oftentimes asked for improved lighting in areas to make the campus safer, most specifically in the area behind the law school, between the law school and the North Golf Course. So those are the types of projects, but we're looking for projects that are specific to staff. Any questions?
Okay, thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Speaker Lane.
So, HSCS committee, is Christine here?
Christine's not here today, Jill.
Not here today, okay. EIT committee, is anyone here to speak for that?
Permission to speak?
Go ahead, Damian.
We currently don't have a committee chair, and we haven't had a meeting like the last meeting we had. We didn't have a quorum to officially discuss or work on anything. Is this the format for motioning to select a new committee chair?
Usually I leave it up to the committees to choose, and you'll let me know. Do you have an idea? Would you like to be the chair of that committee? No.
If I'm, nominated to be, sure, I would be.
Okay, I'll have to bring it up with exec committee and then appoint you at the next business meeting in July. But we'll go ahead and be the committee chair for now, and we'll get you approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Rewards and Recognition Committee. Grace, for your day.
We'll share my screen so you can see what we do. This is for all the alternative learners. I did a visual instead of words. So we essentially make rewards and recognize staff, both within staff council and the broader UNM population within staff. So we have various awards covering the spectrum of accomplishments and initiatives. We also coordinate and host the Staff Appreciation Week, and currently we are also the landing place for the Let's Do Lunch, the Lunch and Learn sessions. We have co-chairs, but both Grace and I are happy to encourage alternative voices. We're also happy to continue being the co-chairs, but we can always use more voices and support within the committee. You're within the committee. Essentially, if you join the committee, your main roles are to, as we get nominations for the various awards, you'll read through the nominations and judge them. There are a few awards that we do ask for volunteers for anyone within the staff council to review. And then you don't have to be on the committee to help with Staff Appreciation Week anyway. One side comment I want to make just for everybody, I guess two side comments. One, the link is in the chat to join, to express interest in any committee, so I encourage you to please do that. And then any UNM staff member can be on staff council committee members. You don't need to be a formal staff counselor or current staff counselor to do it. As we're going through this, I'm typing up an email that includes a summary of the different committees and stuff that I'm going to send to my grade. And then I'll send it out to the council in case you want to also encourage your constituents to join committees as well. I know it's tangentially related, but this is what our committee does. Are there any questions for myself or Grace?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop sharing. Hopefully you processed. If you didn't process, I'm happy to email you this.
Thank you, Dan and Grace. Is there anything else? Are there any questions for Yadea or Grace? Moving right along. Staff Success Committee?
Yes. Did I send the slide, Joe? I can't remember.
You can share the slide. I don't think you sent it to me.
Okay. I'll just share my screen then if I have the means to. So this is the Staff Success Committee. We promote programs and opportunities that relate to staff participation with all facets of staff success, work on proposals that improve the lives of staff at UNM by focusing on concerns that contribute to the professional development, continuing education, and overall engagement at UNM. So what we do a lot of is just trying to just do things that benefit staff as a whole. So as you can see from the things that we've done just in the past is the Staff of Students event that we have every fall and spring in April and November. We're bringing departments from across campus together to share what they offer and how it benefits staff members, from academic programs to employee wellness to ombuds and much more. This past year, we did the Staff as Grads event where we create our own little commencement ceremony for staff who graduate at UNM to recognize their hard work to earn a degree while working at the university. We're doing Staff Success Days in July, where we'll bring different departments together through Zoom and in person to talk about everything from IT to HR to retirement and how staff should be aware of this and how they can utilize it for themselves. Library 101, where we have library services talk to staff regarding what they offer and how staff can utilize their services. And we're also trying to work on some tuition remission reform, because we know that tuition remission usage is not the same across the board at UNM in terms of departments that do allow it and departments that don't allow it. So we're trying to work on that to create a more universal way for staff to use tuition remission. So we're just trying to improve the lives of staff in general. This is our email address. If you're interested in joining, feel free to email sd_staff_success@unm.edu or me personally. Any questions?
Thank you, Nate. Strategic Planning Committee.
Thanks, Joe. Did you get my slide? If you can just go to the second slide and I'll just speak to that.
I think I did. Let me go. I didn't open it, so. Right. Sorry, Grace, I'm still looking. I thought you sent it to me.
I can pull it up, no worries. Let me just share my screen.
Yeah, go ahead and share your screen because I can't find it. I found it.
All right, perfect. No worries, thank you. So we are the Staff Council Strategic Planning Committee.
And if you can see my one slide here, which I will speak to very briefly, the committee's charge was convened after we had developed the 2020 Staff Council Strategic Plan under the past president, Nancy Shane. So what we do is we review and update the council strategic plan to ensure that the goals and objectives in the plan are met, and also coordinate with council committees on objectives included in the plan. For those of you who are new to staff council, or if you do need a refresher, the strategic plan is on our website. I have a link here, and basically it's quite a, it's not too long of a document to read, but it's good to familiarize yourself with our core values and some of the objectives underneath the core values in the event that you're looking to perhaps propose something that may or may not align with our core values. Not all projects align with our core values. We encourage people to sort of work on their projects as it aligns with our core values. But basically, our strategic plan follows the LEAD model, leadership, education, advocacy, diversity, equity and inclusion, and service. So a lot more details on that on the actual strategic plan. Let me see if this link actually copies, and I will paste it here somewhere. But it is on our staff council website. Anybody have questions for me? If you would like to join our committee, please come as a guest or join using the link that Yadeh put in the chat. Email me. It's a really good way to learn how strategic plans are first developed and implemented, and the goals accomplished. So I did learn a lot from that, and the skill I learned, I'm using it within my own department to truly develop a research computing strategic plan. So there are some benefits to joining the committee, so please join us. Thank you. Yes, Carla.
I just wanted to ask, how often and when do you meet?
We used to meet monthly. We're revisiting that monthly meeting to see if perhaps a quarterly meeting is most appropriate, because it's sometimes just within 4 weeks, there's not much that has changed within the goals that have been accomplished. So our next meeting will perhaps be a proposal to revisit the timeline for how often the committee meets.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. Are there any other questions for Grace? So if you're interested in joining any of those committees, go ahead and attend the meetings and have the chair let me know that you would like to join the committee, and that will appoint you to that committee at the next business meeting. We've got a report from the UNM campus-wide. We have UNM staff on certain UNM-wide committees. And we received one from the parking committee. Are there any questions for that? Sandeep on there. See no questions. We have some unfinished business on bylaw changes. Do you want to go ahead and make a motion, Angie, on that? And I think Amy can post that on, bring that up on share screen.
Thanks, Joe and Amy. So what we did was review the staff council bylaws for instances in which we had references to he or she or her and his. The only two were these two, Article 3, Section 1, and Article 3, Section 5. So I think we probably have to propose separate amendments, right?
Yes.
So I propose to amend the bylaws in Article 3, Section 1, as you see on the screen, striking providing he or she has retained and inserting if retaining.
Is there a second to that motion?
No. Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Oh, I just got a note. They don't have to be separate. We could do it on together. Sorry. I just got a note. You want to go ahead and restate your mission, Angie?
Oh, okay. Thank you. So, Article 3, Section 1, I've already said that out loud. Article 3, Section 5, strike her slash his, as you see on the screen, and insert the word the.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Any questions for Angie as a discussion? So I would like to try, without any objection and unanimous consent, to accept these changes. Are there any objections to that? So the motion is approved. Thank you, Angie, for working on that. Down to new business. This is Angie again. Juneteenth resolution. Can we share that?
I think I'm talking too much right now, so I'd like to, if I can, move the talking points to Grace and pass it over to her.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Angie. So a little bit of a background on this resolution. This was a proposal by one of my precinct constituents, and he was wondering whether staff council could perhaps take the lead on proposing resolution to leadership regarding making Juneteenth a day off for UNM employees. So I naturally, Angie and myself and a few others from the committee put a draft together and did a little bit of research, and hopefully I've had a chance to read the whereases and what we're trying to resolve. If you've had it, read it, please let us know if you have any feedback or changes or comments or whether this is a good idea or a bad idea. So.
I have one question, if I might.
Absolutely.
Do I have the floor? Is Alex? Do we know? Am I up? I have a very quick question on, you know, it's like federal holidays, for example. You have a finite amount of federal holidays, and sometimes if you create a new one, you have to, you know, compress other ones. We saw that happen before. Does the university have any such clause like that where you are only permitted, you know, say 12 holidays per year, and you have to move them around if you create new ones? Does anybody know? Is there a finite number that the university has, or can they be created at will?
Brian, that's a really good question. I am actually not aware of that. What I have heard are along the lines of if there is a federal holiday that the university does not observe on its designated date, it then gets sort of padded onto our winter break. That is the sentiment out there. So because Juneteenth is a brand new holiday, I am not sure how the university is going to approach it after this resolution. We are asking that it be recognized as its own standalone holiday on the day it's observed, as opposed to amending our current count for our winter break because of the significance of the holiday itself.
Okay, I think that answers my question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Alex.
Alex.
Hi, I just had one quick comment, a revision for under Section 6, where you list all of the universities.
Mm-hmm.
For the University of South Florida, you have that as listing as number 9, and then the University of Florida is listed as 13, but mm-hmm. in the references, they're flipped. So okay. the link for number 9 is actually to the University of Florida, and the link for 13 is for South Florida. So just to resolve that. But otherwise, it looks great.
Thank you for catching that, Alex. Angela, if you can just take a note for us. Amy.
Thanks, Chris. I just want to clear up, because this has come up a lot, the question about the number of holidays we have, and there tends to be some confusion because UNM did trade a federal holiday to have the day after Thanksgiving off. So UNM made a decision to do that, but it's not that we are, as a university, limited to a certain number of federal holidays. So there's no policy in place that precludes us observing another federal holiday. But when that happened in the dawn of time, it, I think, it caused confusion later on down the road.
Okay. That's a good point. We probably should clarify that somewhere in one of our wearers as to how the university handles it.
Wow.
Adam, were you saying something, or?
No, my apologies.
No worries. Renee?
Just had a quick question. The fact that we're observing now July 1st, in addition to the July 4th, holiday, I believe that was done by President Stokes. Does the president have the liberty to change the things? Did she add that perhaps instead of Juneteenth? Or do we know? Just a question.
Great question. There's a note in the chat from Gilbert Gallegos that the university president has the discretion to grant additional holidays for the university. So I'm assuming that once we send this resolution to her, she will respond along those lines.
Sorry, I need to interject here. Can we make a motion to accept this and then someone second it?
I move to accept.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
We can go on with discussion now. Sorry about that.
All right. Thank you. Are there any other questions?
So with the changes suggested, is there any objection to accept this resolution? Unanimous consent. So with no objection, we'll pass this motion.
Thank you, everyone.
Chris and Angie for working on that.
And team somewhere. They're all over the Zoom space.
Okay, on to capital outlay process. Is that you, Mary? Are you?
I believe Mary left and that was what was covered in the committee report.
Committee report, okay. Are there any other information items? Councillor comments. Any other councillor comments? Go ahead, Amy.
Thanks. I have a councillor comment.
Sure. Go ahead.
So, you know, we were kind of towards the end of the last council year talking a little bit. President Scott had brought up a few times that maybe we should think about going back to in-person meetings. And I think that, unfortunately, given that, you know, cases are going up and now we're being, we're recommended to mask indoors on campus, but that's probably not a thing that we'll be doing now. But I would like to ask as much as possible, this is obviously not a requirement, it's just Amy's asking a favor,
If we could have our cameras on, at least when we're talking, if not for part of the meeting or all of the meeting, as much as we can, because I would like to be able to pick you all out of a lineup if that ever happened. It would be really nice to see what y'all look like. And so,
you don't get caught to be picked out of a lineup, right?
Yeah. If I can pick you out of a lineup, I might bail you out of jail. How's that?
Are there any other counselor comments? Yeah, you can make announcements if you want. Go ahead, Patrick. Frank. Oh, wait. Kevin, use the raise hand, but I'll get to you, Frankie, in a minute. We'll go with Carla.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to give you guys a little background of why we had the little slide of Sandia with the land acknowledgement. It was actually last year with the Grade 14s. I think it was Ivan. Ivan, our counselor, brought up having some more, a little bit more oomph to the land acknowledgement, per se, when it's read, because most of the time people are reading it and then that way you're like, it like blanks out, everybody kind of blanks out. So, and we're all good with visuals. So I decided on my own, and I presented to exec, to recommend having a different slide every month on the different tribes around New Mexico. A lot of us don't even know we have 23 tribes in New Mexico. And so I recommended a slide that would give that information and give the land acknowledgement a little bit more visual basic and some history behind the people that originally lived in New Mexico and the land of New Mexico. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and go with Frank. Frankie McQuarrie.
Hi, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. I just have a couple of things I would like to talk about. First, I just want to say good job to everyone for Staff Appreciation Week and all of your hard work and all the volunteers for that week. It was great, so thank you, guys. I enjoyed the events. I just wanted to ask or bring up a thing for the burrito day during that week. Me and a couple of my colleagues from our department, we went and I guess we did such a great job with promoting and everything because the burritos were already gone and it was like at 8 o'clock in the morning. And so I was just wondering if maybe, and I understand that it was a big turnout, which is a great thing to have. It's a great problem to have, and everything with everyone's engagement. So, but I was just wondering if maybe for next year or the next time we have the staff appreciation, maybe we could either maybe double, since if it's such a big turnout, maybe double the amount of burritos or food that we provide. That way everyone who shows up like at 8 o'clock, they may be able to get some burritos or something, or maybe making the burrito disbursement maybe in different shifts, like maybe do a shift at 8 o'clock and then the next handout at 10 o'clock or something like that. That way everyone who may want some can get a burrito. Other things. So that's just one of my things I wanted to bring up. My second thing is, I'm new to staff council, so, I just have it may be a funny question, but I just was a little curious, for the proposed bylaw amendment, for the Section 5, the president-elect position, I see that the first sentence says the president-elect serves in the capacity of a vice president. It's going to sound like a funny question. How come we call it president-elect then and not a vice president? Thank you.
Does anyone want to answer that? I think a long time ago we decided that person will eventually fit into the role of president once the term is over for the original president who was voted in. They act as, they get a report on what the exec council discusses. And then
they have various duties, and it's in the handbook also what each officer does. Does anybody have anything to add to that?
That's right, Joe. We used to call it vice president, and then we elected a new president every year. And now we call it president-elect because you automatically assume the presidency.
Okay, thank you, Annie. Sharina, is that how you say your name? Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I have two questions. One, is there a link that we can download the land acknowledgement? I noticed my husband really works on main campus, and everything that I've ever seen from his meetings and stuff, they're very good about using it. I haven't seen that so much in practice on in HSD, and I think it would be nice. So I'm going to try to disperse it more and try to make it a more normative thing to include. If there's a way that I can share that, that'd be great. And also, is there a council or was there a council that covers like sustainability kind of ideas like recycling programs, water sustainability, maybe things like solar panels over the flat lots that I know like I've seen those at different zoos across the country, and they're almost enough, or they supplement a lot of like the need for the zoos as well as like giving shade. I think Costco has that kind of thing. And I think as a capital project, you know, just in terms of sustainability, those kind of things would be good. Or, you know, if we're going to redo, say, like bathrooms to get the ones that are water conscious, so like one different kind of flush for the other. Is there a committee that kind of looks into these kinds of projects? Thank you.
I don't think so, although the person to answer that question would be Mary from Sustainability, Mary Clark. We don't have a specific committee dedicated to that on staff council. We did try to pass a resolution on moving away from oil and gas investments, and that was kind of ignored by the administration because of, you know, funding university, et cetera, and stuff. Yeah. But like I said, there's no such committee. And I'm not sure if there's a campus-wide committee either. Does anyone have anything to add to that? Go ahead, Carla.
I think we should have a committee. And I think Sharina should be the chair.
Yeah, if you want to create a resolution, you could create a committee. That's one of your, you could do that as a staff council member. You could create a committee like that. So we'll need a resolution on that. You can work on that for the next meeting. That would be great.
If you create that committee, I'll join. I'm all about sustainability. I do home things like no plastic at home. And if we can share things that we do at home with our staff and how we do things to be more sustainable, and then with the bigger projects, like the actually being a part of a capital outlay project, there's a committee that focuses on that would be awesome.
Okay, thank you, Carla. That's a good idea. Go ahead and work up with her on that. You could also talk to Mary Clark, and she might have some ideas on that also. Go ahead, Grace.
Thank you, Joe. I just wanted to thank everyone who's joining, at least filling out the request to join a committee. It's great, even if you don't in the long run want to join a committee, just come as a guest and see what the committees are about. It might give you inspiration and inspire you to come up with a good project and a committee, just like the sustainability one that we just talked about. So there's a lot that is happening at UNM. There's a lot that needs to be addressed. The list is endless. So don't be shy to join committees. It's a good way to learn, to share your own. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. Go ahead, Ruth.
Okay, well,
Yes, in regards to the sustainability committee, I think that's a great idea. I would also add, just as far as a potential project, putting together a list of some, you might say, things to discuss, or, you know, you have sustainability as part of our performance evaluations. So giving something to supervisors to actually, you know, do they have a recycling bin in their office? Do they use it? Do they do this? Do they, you know, that might be a very useful path for a lot of supervisors in completing their PEPs. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ruth. That's a good idea. Anybody else have any constituent comments? Are there anyone who would like to do counselor introductions? Please. No. Ruth, you've already introduced yourself, right?
Yeah.
You put your hand up. If there is nothing else, we can go ahead and adjourn this meeting. So the meeting is adjourned at 2:24. Thank you, everyone, for attending. Talk to you later.